Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. A couple of really good signings over the last few days. The one that stands out for me though is Luke Metcalf. Now we spoke about him during the 2021 season, warned you at the start of the year that this kid was the real deal. Came on, played for the Cronulla Sharks, did really well, wasn't able to sort of cement himself a spot in that team. Now Sean Johnson has gone to the Warriors, could be a little spot there, but the New Zealand Warriors, they have signed Luke Metcalf. I've had a lot of people message me in the last 3 days. I just saw all these messages in my inbox saying, could he be the 5'8 for the New Zealand Warriors to partner SJ? And potentially he could be, but I think a lot of people have overlooked this. The signing is for 2023. It's not for 2022, so he will not be there next season unless he gets an early release, but I probably doubt that he will, to be honest with you. It is for season 2023 that Luke Metcalf will be going to the New Zealand Warriors. I really do like the signing. I think it's a really good one. You guys all know this is a kid I've been a fan of since well before he was playing first grade. He's a guy that I think he's got the potential to potentially start for the Cronulla Sharks this year. I know everyone's talking Trindle, Moylan, these sort of guys. Don't rule Luke Metcalf out. Now, what's his best position? I've got to tell you, I'm not sure. Yeah, and I'm not sure if Luke Metcalf knows either. I'm not sure if the Cronulla Sharks know. Dare I say, I don't think the New Zealand Warriors have probably worked it out either. He's a guy that can play sort of fullback 5'8", or he can jump in at halfback and do a pretty handy job. Is he a traditional 7? No, he's not. But I think he's got enough attacking upside to be able to get by there. Is he the 7 that the Cronulla Sharks need? Probably not for me. I sort of want more of a controlling 7 to walk into that side. I think they've got all the skill sets covered around that to be able to work around a controlling 7, but I just think they lack a guy like him. You've obviously got Nico Hines, who is going to be the 5'8", we assume. Will Kennedy will be the fullback. You need a halfback. I don't mind Luke Metcalf there, to be honest with you. I think Braden Trindle did a sensational job last year, and I think he would be the guy with his nose in front. But with a good preseason, I wouldn't be overly shocked to see Luke Metcalf jump in at that 7 jersey. Is he the sort of footballer they need there? No, he's probably not. Is Braden Trindle closer to that guy? Yes, he probably is, to be honest with you. But the game nowadays is more suited to playing with two running halves than it ever has been. It doesn't mean it's going to be hyper-successful, but you can get away with it more today than what you could at any other point in the history of rugby league, in my opinion. Look at the Melbourne Storm, Cam Munster, Jerome Hughes, Canberra Raiders, Georgie Williams, Jack Whiten, these sort of guys. So it can be done. There's no doubt about that. Is it ideal for me? No, it's not. But just keep an eye on Luke Metcalf, and he's a guy that, especially in your draft supercoach teams.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He's a guy that when you get down to, round 16, 17, where you're picking your last few bench spots and they're sort of hitting hopes, don't just grab an average second rower that might play 40 minutes. Grab a guy like Luke Metcalf. Grab a guy like him and see what happens, because all of a sudden, if we get to round one and Braden Trindle's injured, I give Luke Metcalf a really good opportunity to start at seven there. If we get to round one and Will Kennedy or Nico Hines is injured, I give Metcalf a really good shot to jump into either of those spots at fullback or at 5'8". He could even be the 14, which is a bit of a nightmare as far as draft goes. But just keep an eye on this kid. If he does get a shot at the Cronulla Sharks in 2022, I think he could do well. Obviously, he is signed with the New Zealand Warriors 2023. So if I am Craig Fitzgibbon and I'm looking around that room and I need a 5'8", a 7, a fullback, yes, like if I'm looking, comparing Metcalf and Trindle, for example, and I know Trindle's going to be there for a couple of years, you would probably tend to favour Trindle, because if you put all this work into Luke Metcalf and he pisses off and goes to the New Zealand Warriors, you're back in the same problem 12 months later. Whereas if you go with Trindle, at least you can build on him for a couple of years. So that is one hurdle that Metcalf has to overcome. But at some point, there's going to be an injury to Trindle, Nico Hines, Will Kennedy. One of these guys is going to get injured, suspended. It's rugby league. Things are going to happen. And if you've got Luke Metcalf on your books, I think you could do much worse. I look at him in the future to 2023, and with another season under his belt at the Sharks, you know, he could play three games, he could play 23. I wouldn't be shocked either way with this guy. He's got the sort of talent to play 23, but the position he's in, the guys that are in that squad, the fact that he's leaving might just limit him to a handful of games, realistically. Even if he plays New South Wales Cup for the year, I think it'll be good for him. I think come 2023, Luke Metcalf is a guy that I would say he's a long shot to be the buy of the year. I wouldn't say it's impossible. I think he's a long shot. There will be other big-name signings with a lot of movement going on in rugby league at the moment. You'd have to think by that point, Brandon Smith, he might be heading elsewhere. There'll be Dolphins signings. There'll be 18 signings to compete with the Dolphins up there. So getting signing of the year will be very, very tough that season. But Luke Metcalf, it wouldn't surprise me if he joins the Warriors in 2023. He plays 5'8", alongside Sean Johnson with Reece Walsh at the back. Sean Johnson with his kicking game, directing that team around the park, behind their big forward pack that they do have. It wouldn't surprise me if Luke Metcalf is the best value signing of season 2023. I'm not ruling him out of being the best signing of 2023. I obviously can't rule him out of that, because we don't know what the rest of the signings are going to look like. We don't know the impact the Dolphins are going to have. We don't know who they're going to sign. So there's going to be a lot of movement there, but I do think Luke Metcalf has serious potential to be the signing, to be the value signing of the year in 2023. Just remember, he isn't going to be at the Warriors next season. He will still be at the Cronulla Sharks as it stands right now. But 2023, the Warriors, I think they're building to something pretty nice there. Yeah, the spine, they obviously don't have a standout hooker, but if Egan's your hooker, you've got Sean Johnson at 7, Metcalf at 6, Reece Walsh at 6. A real mix of, you know, experience, youth, excitement, controlling sort of football in Sean Johnson, the excitement of Metcalf and Reece Walsh. It's an exciting time over there at the New Zealand Warriors. Really looking forward to how this one plays out. Hopefully Metcalf, he can get a few reps under his belt this or next season with the Cronulla Sharks. I think he's too good to sit in reserve grade, but I also don't think it'll be a terrible result for him. Cannot wait for him to arrive to the Warriors, and well done to the New Zealand Warriors for getting this young kid. I think this one's going to be a sensational signing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.